I go by the name Amillennial's Third Eye. It is Thursday night, 8 o'clock. That's what we do. We do the live radio show, Spiritual Readings Radio. That's where I take callers for live readings. I play some music. I share with you some thoughts about my life and what's new and going on. Maybe something that you might need to hear and also help you in your journey. I remind everyone in every show, please give some time and space for other people to call in. There's been some times already, if I've already taken your call from like the past couple of weeks, I'm going to pass on your call. Sometimes people forget they call in, I guess, and that's not a good sign. So try to remember that you probably called in a couple of weeks ago. what else is going on? How do we want to start this off? I had a really great weekend this weekend. I went to Buffalo, New York, and I got to see my friend Zach and also Sarah, and I got to go to the Niagara Falls. And I've never really been to Buffalo. I talked a lot of crap about it just to joke around with my friend Sarah and say how Buffalo, New York doesn't really exist and blah, 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 but, you know, it does. My friend Zach, me and him used to work together in a restaurant a while back, and I haven't seen him in a long time. So it was really good to be able to catch up with my friend Zach and really get to talk about a bunch of different things going on in life, see how he's doing and living. And we also got to enjoy some axe throwing. I also went off my diet. I haven't been eating meat. I've been eating like fish. So I guess pescatarian is what it is, but I wasn't eating meat. And so I had to have some buffalo wings or chicken wings. You're not supposed to say buffalo wings in Buffalo, New York, whatever. I don't know what the deal is. But I had some wings, and they were all right. Pretty good. Pretty good. I give it a 8.5 out of 10 for the one place I went to. And Niagara Falls was dope. I really liked the Niagara Falls. I really didn't expect to enjoy it so much. It was so many different places that you can literally just keep walking around, and you'll find yourself seeing a new perspective of the falls. There's the Canadian side. I didn't go on the Canadian side, and I really just kind of took in every different perspective I could, and it really brought me to this peaceful place. I'm really happy with myself, honestly. I need to take more trips and go places, which is coming up more. I looked at the Niagara Falls, and my guides were like, look, we really want you to understand something. And I was like, yeah. And they're like, this moment, you can't have this moment again. And what they were saying in that meaning is that enjoy this moment. There is no other moment like this one. They said, you can come back another time. You can see it differently. You can experience it again with someone else. This is a different time. You have not seen this yet. We want you to really enjoy what this is like for you. And I did. I really took my time, and I was observing the water and how it was flowing and rushing. And I just had this thought how, you know, this water is rushing through, right? And it's beautiful. It's crashing and the mist, and the water's going. And we can try and do things to maneuver the water, right? We can maneuver it. We can manipulate it, maybe, you know, temperature and ice. And you can try to change it, but it's always going to be water. And yeah, the climate might influence it. There's absolutely many different things we can come up with for the ecosystem it plays a part in for its purpose. There's probably things metaphysically we know and don't know. My point is, this message is coming through to me while I'm watching the Niagara Falls. And I just had an idea about something. And the message I got was kind of like a reflection of myself and everyone, is to realize that we should really love people, things, places for what it is. Love it for what it is. Really love the moment. Love unconditionally. We seem to sometimes want to change people, and we want things to be different, and we have hidden expectations. And, you know, I'm coming around to really meeting people to where they're at right now. And who they are for the most part, and loving them unconditionally and not expecting someone to be something else or someone else. And it was a great message for myself as well to realize, you know, I keep wanting or thinking about certain things or whether all these purpose, passion and questions. And sometimes it's just love me for who I am. And that's the same for you, the listener, love yourself for who you are. What else is going on? There's so many things I want to talk about, but sometimes I don't know how many things I really want to talk about right now in the beginning. I will be in California April 27th in the Redlands area doing readings at a spiritual fair. So if you're in the California area, come find your boy. I'll be in the Metaphysical Fair and Shopping Bazaar, 602 North Church Street, Redlands, California. It is a spiritual fair. A lot of things happening, going on. Come hang out with me. I'll be doing some sessions and readings, and there will be people selling stuff. I will be selling things too. And also there is, I put it in my the Blog Talk Radio channel episode thingamajiggy. You can be joining me and several other people on Spirit Heart Cruise. We're going to be going on to the Mayan ruins this December. So we're going to play our first song and come back maybe a couple songs and start taking some calls. Make sure you tell your friends and family. I know that you guys want me to be your best kept secret. And you're like, oh my God, Joe's amazing. But you really like tell people, like, hey,
to the river, there's a lake that they used to.
people call in, or I'm going to give some more time, but in the meantime, I'm going to be sharing more of my life and what's going on recently. One of the, if you're listening, call in. The number is 319-527-6076. If you are listening, also share it out. Tell some more people. Get more people joining on the live radio show. Something that's really new, I guess, in my life too right now is also speaking my truth and setting my boundaries. And I say this, you know, surprisingly, I think this is like a surprise maybe to myself too and other people. But the truth is that I think we're always learning more at a new level. And I was really having a difficult time with this because I felt really frustrated, uncomfortable, annoyed. Disappointed. Like I had all these mixtures of emotions going on. And I was really talking to my friend about this. And I'm like, you know, can I vent? She's like, yeah. So I'm like, the goal here, and I say it out loud so that way I also hear myself say it. But I'm like, all right, the goal here is also for me to know that I don't want to continue these patterns. And the pattern is of complaining and pointing out like kind of this victim mentality of they did this and I don't like this and I don't like that. And I guess I was having this hard time with having to deal with these thoughts and feelings and frustration and like and not knowing where to go with it. What do I do with it? I guess the concerns of what's going to happen if I say this or do this. And I spoke up and I said my truth. And I said it nicely. I said, look, you know, here's my issue. Here is what you would like me to do. If you would like me to do this, this is what I want from this. And I was getting upset because I felt I was overextending myself. I think everything is all nice. And then it's nice until, you know, there's more. And then here's do more. You're doing a great job here. Do more. And, I wasn't happy about that, and I felt that if I'm going to do more, I should get more, or there should be some sort of compensation for that, and I'm happy I said something. The other thing that I also did recently, it's very disappointing, I guess. It's not, you know, it's disappointing, but it's really good. At the same time, I had someone that, you know, I considered somewhat of a friend for a while, and I had to finally say something about our friendship. It was more or less the lack of friendship. I know that people, you know, we have our self-love and we do our thing, but there's times where I want to say that the friendship doesn't exist. It's just not there. It's a lack of, it doesn't hold anymore emotionally. It doesn't hold anything. It's a very take. There's no give and take. It's very take. And I also had to speak my truth on that. And I think we outgrow people. We outgrow people. We're meant to outgrow people. We're meant to let go. Something that was told to me recently through someone else, and I really admired it, was their realization that they no longer vibrated or corresponded to the friendship that they once had with someone because they don't relate anymore. You know, you grow and outgrow the vibration where you do better for yourself. When you start doing better for yourself, you kind of ask yourself, what am I doing in this friendship or what it was? And it's really, sometimes it's not healthy. Sometimes it's just time to move on. And I think that we have these difficulties sometimes, but the better it is when you speak your truth, it's very, very powerful. Very powerful. Because it brings in this whole stepping into your power and not letting these things bother you anymore. You speak your truth, you make a decision, you move on. Something else, what else is going on in my life to share with everyone? I'm trying to think. I feel like I have all these thoughts in my head sometimes, and it's like, all right, what are we going to talk about next? Getting back into private sessions. Yeah, if you guys don't already know, I've been doing donation-based private sessions. So whatever you want to put down for a session for private readings or life coaching, this is where you can do what you whatever you can put down instead of spending the full amount. I'm going to be running that till the end of the month here. Feel free to message me on my Facebook page for that or contact me through my business number. What else comes to mind? I like to take my time. I've been doing Kundalini yoga. It's very helpful, very peaceful. Puts me in a great mindset. And there's a lot of breathing techniques, a lot of different things going on with that. I'm just overall really honestly happy and content. Things are going well. Things always work out better than I can imagine. I'm grateful. And I think that's a really big part. I know that there's times where I might not have the balance I would want, but I start off with the intention of my day, making the best effort and to strive for that, not losing my balance and enjoying the day and remembering that work is work. Life is what it is. And we being in the present moment and the flow, I think a lot of us want stuff. How can we receive what we want? And our belief in our mind is saying, well, things aren't working out because you don't have this and this is not working out. So if this is someone that's listening, you know, start off with asking yourself, what do you need to change about yourself and your thoughts and your feelings and being positive about what those thoughts are instead of repeating the negative thinking and feeling. A lot of times we want to say, well, this isn't working out, so I guess I'm not going to do anything. And the mindset is to really not be so negative about it and blame or point out the reality of things. It's more or less to ask yourself, what is it about my inner being, vibrations, thoughts, feelings that I can change this? Because a lot of this has to do with our thoughts and feelings and what we think and what we speak and what we say and what we're doing and how we're approaching our daily life. So if we're having difficulty in our daily life and we're not receiving the things that we would like to receive and we're not seeing the good in things, we have to start practicing seeing the good in things. I really can't emphasize enough practicing gratitude. You can't receive more to be grateful for or more to be appreciative of if you aren't appreciating what you have already. And there's something that my guides had taught me and I'm very grateful. They said, look, how do you expect to receive more of things to be appreciative of if you're not appreciating what you already have? And At the time I wasn't really appreciating what I have. A lot of the things I'm kind of working with in today's energy, this present moment or this recent energy for myself, is being more of my authentic self. I know that this is a big thing for a lot of people, or we think we're always authentic, but I'm coming into realization more of self-worth and confidence and not being afraid to be myself in any way, shape, or form. A lot of this, I think, reflecting has brought me to realize that I think parts of myself, I didn't trust myself for a little while because I was in some way observing the past and how things had turned out in certain aspects. And so we're very vulnerable and open and loving ourselves. And of course, things don't go as planned sometimes. Things don't work out sometimes. Things fall apart. We get emotional or upset. And I think also striving or working hard towards my goals, I wasn't understanding of what I'm understanding now. And so parts of myself were kind of locked up for a little while because I didn't trust in my own decisions because, yeah, okay, things don't work out sometimes. But it doesn't mean that we are failures. It doesn't mean that we suck. It doesn't mean that we don't deserve what we want. It doesn't mean that that this is how the pattern continues. It's more or less that I'm realizing it's okay to make decisions and move on and be worthy of what I do want. And I'm very grateful to say that. The self-love work isn't always, I want to say, fun at first or easy. But when you realize how it can really bring you pleasure and happiness and gratitude and a balance in life, you start to do it more. You start to really ask yourself the right questions. You evolve. Whoa, why am I feeling this way? What do I need to do? You basically learn more about your alignment. When you're not in alignment, you're not, you know, your best self or your positive side. You're angry, you're upset, you're disappointed, you're frustrated. What do I need to do? What's wrong? What do I need? And sometimes you speak your truth. And sometimes maybe it's your decisions. You're back and forth in your head about this or that or this or that. And then eventually, you know, we have to get to a point of, okay, what am I doing? Why am I not making it this? What am I afraid of? What am I afraid of? So learn to talk with yourself. And I guess the message that I'm sharing with everyone right now is the more I love and learn about myself, the more grateful I am, but I find more depth to it. And I really want to say this as well. I'm finding the more I love and understand myself, I'm seeing in other people, meeting them where they're at and loving them for who they are, loving you, the listener, for who you are. Not having an expectation, just being open, not needing to always be on guard and protecting myself or, you know, there's times where things happen and I go accordingly. But all I'm saying is I think we all are in some capacity would like to receive love, right? And we also need to remember that what is the love you're giving yourself? What is the love you're giving others? I think a lot of times we are conditioning what that is. We're expecting our reality to present what we want, but we're also not meeting ourselves at that level of love. You know what I'm saying? How can I expect someone to meet me at a level of love, but understanding the whole, I'm whole, they're whole, and we come together as a better team? But seeing the love in everyone, seeing the love in your life, instead of thinking about what's negative, what's not working, you know, think about what love is to you. I love this. I love that. I love how that makes me feel. I love how I can be in this flow. It's a very powerful energy tool. Seeing people for who they are and really being in the moment with people, not really, disregarding people and really just understanding this is who they are and I'm going to be present and be there for them because we're all beautiful people. I think we expect to be some sort of individual that helps others or wants to help others, but I think we emotionally put conditions to that. Oh, I'll do it this way, but how much love are you really putting into it? How much love am I really putting into the show? How much love am I really putting into, what does it feel like? What is it like to really care? Maybe there's certain things that you or we aren't doing for ourselves that we can really meet ourselves at an emotional depth. And I really want to share this. I'm going to play a song and take a caller after this, but music. I'm a feely person, you know. I'm a guy. I think it's a big rare commodity these days to be a guy who's open emotionally, but not really. I don't know why. As a straight male, but my point about this is that music, sometimes when I don't know or I'm not emotionally open, I find music that will correspond or feel good to what I'm feeling or thinking. And the reason why I say that is because sometimes we need to feel something and bring us to that emotional space to help us express. And we sometimes have this difficulty expressing ourselves. Yeah, you might know at a surface level of what you're dealing with or what's going on. But I mean, at some point we got to really ask ourselves emotionally, how am I feeling? And I really love asking people, how are you feeling? Today I went to grab some pizza, and I don't really hear this often from other people, but I often say it or ask other people, how are you feeling? And someone said, I got picked up by pizza, like, hey, how are you feeling today? And I went, wow, thank you. Like, I haven't been asked that in a while, and I appreciate it. Usually I'm asking other people. So music helps me really connect to myself, and it really helps me connect to what I'm thinking and feeling and going through, and maybe helps me understand to express or put words together. So I'm going to play another song and come back, and we're going to take a call.
Oh, Lord, hear me turn these words into a song for them to sing along to when I'm gone. For them to sing along to when I'm gone. Oh, Lord, let me be the one to set them free. I will give them every part of me. Put my heart where everyone can see. They can call me whatever they want. Call me crazy. You can call me whatever you want. That won't change me. I just don't care what the world says. I'm gonna make it. They can call me whatever they want. So what if I am crazy? Crazy. 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 Oh, Lord, this is so much harder than I thought. But I will give them everything I've got. One day I am gonna prove them wrong. Oh, Lord, let me be the one to set them free. I will give them every part of me. Put my heart where everyone can see. They can call me whatever they want. Call me crazy. You can call me whatever you want, but that won't change me. I just don't care what the world says. I'm gonna make it. They can call me whatever they want. So what if I am crazy? Crazy.
Told me that this reckless life you regret. Don't listen, your fall is gonna change. You miss the magic of these good old days.
I was thinking about the band. I was thinking about the fans. We were underground, load of merch in that 12-passenger van. In a small club in Minnesota, and the snow outside of First Ave. I just wanted my name and a star. Now look at where we at, still growing up. Still growing up. I would lay in my bed and dream about what I've become. Can I wait to get older? Can I wait to be someone? Now that I'm here, wishing I was still young.
I wish somebody would have told me, babe, that these are baby good old days. All the love you won't forget, and all these reckless nights you won't regret. Cause soon your whole life's gonna change. You'll miss the magic of the good old days.
Wish I didn't think I had the answers. Wish I didn't drink all of that glass first. Wish I made it to homecoming. Got up the courage to ask her. Wish I would've gotten out of my show. Wish I put the bottle back on that show. Wish I wouldn't have worried about what other people thought or felt comfortable with myself. Roof top open and the stars above. The moment froze was sneaking out and falling in love. Me, you, and that futon. We just begun. And on the grass dreaming, figuring out who I was. Good old days.
Somebody would have told me, babe, that suddenly these would be the good old days. All the love you would forget, and all these reckless nights you would regret. Cause suddenly soon your whole life's gonna change. You'll miss the magic of the good old days.
Never thought we'd get old. Maybe we're still young. Maybe you always look back and think it was better than it was. Maybe these are the moments. Maybe I've been missing what it's about. Been scared of the future, thinking about the past while missing out on now. We've come so far, I guess I'm proud. And I ain't worried about the wrinkles around my smile. I got some scars, I've been around. I felt some pain, I've seen some things, but I'm here now. Those good old days.
Oh, you don't know. Oh. What you got, oh, oh, till it goes, oh, oh, till it's gone, oh, oh, you don't know, oh, oh, what you got, oh, oh, till it goes, oh, oh, till it's gone. Only somebody would have told me that. These will be the good old days. All the love you won't forget, and all these reckless nights you won't regret. Only soon your whole life's gonna change. You'll miss the magic of these good old days.
All right, we're going to take a caller. Just make sure when you guys call in, you press the number 1 that lets me know on my end that you would like me to take your call. We got area code 859. What's your name? Where are you calling
from? There's
an echo. Oh, we lost a caller. All right. All right, we're going to continue. I really don't have a lot of callers going on, so the more the merrier. Press the number 1 so that way I can see on my end. What else do I want to talk about tonight? I'm really kind of just going with the flow today. There was something else I did want to talk about. It's going to come up in a minute. Let's see here. I did grab the a Pulp Fiction tarot deck on Timo. Something I did recently. But let's talk about this real quick. I think spiritually, sometimes we worry about people's energy, right? We worry about protecting ourselves and we worry about defending ourselves. And I think we have to remember is that we're empowered beings. I think despite the whole spiritual topic of protecting yourself, we're empowered beings. So what is an empowered being? And I was talking about this before with boundaries and speaking my truth. It goes into being an empowered being or you know, taking control of your power. When we worry about other things or other people, jobs, anyone that you are essentially giving more power over yourself, you're deeming them a bigger deal than you are. This is something that is of a concern, where we have to learn to love ourselves, because this brings in worries, doubts, fears, doubting. What do I say? How do I do? You're afraid of being yourself. And this can be family. This can be, it depends on the situation, but we have to keep in mind of our self-love and learning here. There's different factors. On a basic level, why are we afraid to be ourselves? What are we really afraid of? I really like to ask myself these questions sometimes, because it's like, what am I really worried about? Worried about losing this job, am I afraid of what might happen if this, or who am I disappointing? And it really brings me back around to remind myself with being confident and loving who I am. I'm not here to please anyone. I really love reminding myself, I'm not here to please anyone. I'm not here to make you happy. I'm not here to, if you don't like me, you don't like me. If I make you feel some type of way, I'm not here to please everyone. And it's not my job to make people feel better. I mean, there's certain times where I'm working with a client and all that. What I'm basically saying is, we give a lot of our power away to people and circumstances. And we're not here to have people like us. We're not here to, you get to this mindset of, I'm here to be me. And I'm happy with who I am. And I love who I am. And I'm not here to worry about anyone else. I'm not here to worry about being disliked. I'm not here to worry about what other people's perception of me is. I'm not here to over-explain myself to people. I guess what I'm really explaining here is that this self-empowerment of letting go of insecurities, doubts, fears, worries of what people's judgment or thoughts of you are. I know people, including myself, we've had moments where it's like, what do I say? How do I say it? I'm afraid to do it. It could be like you taking a personal day from work. A lot of people are like, no, I can't do that. And that's what I'm saying, the fear, the concern, the worries. Why not? We have this old paradigm of our thoughts where we think that if we do what we put ourselves first, it's a problem. And don't get me wrong, your reality might be tested. You might be tested when you're going through challenges of self-love and putting yourself first. They say it's selfish, but it really is. It's that you are choosing your well-being over other circumstances. You're not here to make everyone happy, because sometimes you need to go, no. Sorry, no, I'm not doing that. Maybe it's a safety issue. Maybe it's a health issue. Maybe it's something that you don't feel comfortable with. And that's where you're putting your power into work. No. You know, here's a circumstance, hypothetically speaking. Let's say one of your loved ones, family, really needs your help one day. And, you know, you have to choose to go into work, or you have to go, you know, help your loved one out. And I'm pretty sure if you're really considerate, you're going to go, no, like, this is super important. I got to put my family first. You got to put your friend, someone needs your help, you know? And I think we live in a world sometimes where we're like, oh, I can't do that, but they really need you, and or something needs you. And we're afraid of our status in life, our status, our reputation. And what I'm basically really talking about right now is your freedom to be who you are without needing anything, without needing an explanation, without needing to justify anything. Be you. We have this system sometimes where our mentality has these limited beliefs, and we're here to break those beliefs. We're here to break those limited beliefs when it comes to what we want and our happiness and finding our purpose and passion and breaking those chains. A lot of what I've been practicing recently too is within the flow of life. And the flow of life has been teaching me multiple different things. I know that mainly being in the present moment. Being in the present moment, you are practicing the fact of there is no past. You know, the past is not in the present. You're in the present. And the future is not to worry about. You're in the present moment. You're in control of what you know you can control and not what you can't control. And keeping your thoughts clear instead of worrying, doubting, you're here in the present moment. You're enjoying this moment. Being in this moment, you are not concerned about time. You know, there's ways to go about it and circumstances, but being in the flow of life. And sometimes we're not happy with ourselves. We're not happy with our reality. Our inner being wants more and wants to change our reality, and we want things to be our way. And sometimes we're sad about what we don't have. And this practice really brought me to learning more about how loving myself. And yeah, there's going to be moments where we're unhappy with something, but letting it go, learning to let go and be present with ourselves and not mentally somewhere else and not trying to do or trying to think or force anything to happen. It's just literally, this is what it is. We're in this moment and this is how it's unfolding and this is how it is. And learning to love that. I came across a video recently and this girl was asking this guru, she said, how do I manage or handle my anger? It was a little girl. And he's like, well, let me ask you a question. Is your reality, your outer world influencing your inner anger, or is your anger influencing your outer world? And then naturally, of course, it's the outer world influencing our inner being and triggering us. And she said that, and he said something really unique. He said, you know, you try to utilize that anger in a positive way. He said, anger is like mud, and the mud helps the lotus flower blossom. And I was like, oh, I didn't even know that. You know, learned something new today. But overall, utilizing that anger is a very true statement. For me, it was more or less, what is this meaning for me? Something's setting me off. Why is it setting me off? I think it's easy to point the finger and go, that's what it is. But what is my inner being helping me process or do that I'm not doing? And I think we sometimes like to avoid aggravation or fights and arguments, which is good, right? We want to avoid that. It also is a message that what is it about the situation that we don't necessarily see and we should really observe differently to change it in a healthy way or go about moving forward? Again, I want to go back to empowerment of self. I think we're afraid of change sometimes. I think we're afraid of the unknown, fear of the unknown. Fear is the unknown, false evidence appearing real. And it's also an illusion. Fear is that insecurity of not being secure, you know, and having that known comfort. If you leave a job, they say you need to have another job lined up. What if the universe throws you through a loop? And they're like, oh, what are you going to do? And that's the whole practice of going with the flow, not needing to, it's normal to have that feeling of the unknown and the uncomfortability. But again, it's a practice of surrender. It's easy to repeat the conditional mindset where you're worried, but instead of worrying, put into a positive practice of trusting the process. So what that means is, let it roll, let it flow, let it happen. Don't try to fix it right now. Don't try to jump right into it right now. Don't try to just let it go and just be happy. And that's a practice. Being happy now without trying to control how money and work and all this stuff comes to you, because the old mindset is used to just trying to fix the problem because you don't feel good, right? I'm not happy. I need to solve this problem. And the problem gets solved. And we have to learn how to practice being in the moment. Being in the moment, letting go, trusting the process. And so this has been a big thing for me recently. And again, being in this flow has brought me a lot of opportunities or things that I would have really wanted before that I tried too hard to look for, and here it is, you know, unfolding naturally. And I think this could be a juggle sometimes with our daily life. How can I be happy every day? And how can I make things work out every day? And it's just, it's a practice. Look, even myself, I've slipped up and I've maybe forgotten some of the practices, and I got to get back into it. But what I'm overall talking about with this self-empowerment and the flow is being in your power. It's not just about taking your power back from people and circumstances that are taking, you know, here's another example. If there's something that's occupying your mind, your thoughts, that's taking your time away. Your time and energy, your thoughts, feelings, and all this are very valuable. These are what we use to manifest, right? These are what we use for law of attraction. And this is what I want to share with everyone too. If you keep thinking about negative stuff, you get more negative. If you keep saying the same stuff over and over again, that's what you get. So if your words are powerful, your thoughts are powerful, your actions are powerful, your feelings are powerful, the whole practice here is we've been shown how to act negative. We've been conditioned and programmed to act negative. Everyone goes, oh my God, you know, and you're like, guess what happened to me? What happened? Oh, this thing happened. And they're like, oh my God, no way. And everyone's like, oh my God, you know what happened to so-and-so? This happened. No way. It's so bad. We're so used to all like doing this negative stuff, because why is it so hard to believe that positive things can happen to us and for us? And the truth is that the practice of occupying our mind and time with positive thinking is a difficulty for some of us, because number one, we're not used to switching gears of polarity. We're used to being, this is upsetting me, this is what I don't like. Something internal from us also is bothering us. And then at the same time, we have to switch gears. So how do you start off being more positive? We have to practice being positive. I got a great song actually I'm going to play next. But yeah, I'll take some callers too if you guys want to keep calling in. Press the number 1 too if you want to be on the call. But practice being positive, and then eventually you have this power vortex, or what Abraham Hicks talks about is you're building a momentum. You're building a momentum. It's a feel-good vibration. You feel good. I think sometimes we're so used to wanting to fulfill ourselves with something to feel good. And I have an addictive personality, and so I understand I want something to feel good. I want to eat something. I want this. I want that to feel, you know, you get bored. I used to smoke cigarettes all the time. So not anymore. No. But what I'm basically overall explaining here is that a lot of people, even here on the radio show or during live mini readings, it's a common thing, but you know, I'm not saying this to insult anyone by any means. Love and happiness and finances and all that is very common. But when you let go of like the material world for a little while, you stop thinking about these things, because we're essentially looking for fulfillment. And we also deal with our limited beliefs on, are you worthy of receiving love and happiness? And of course, we all like to say, yeah. But deep down inside, somewhere, there's a limited belief that we might not fully believe we deserve it. We might not trust ourselves with our decision making. Your past, I shared it before. I want to say this again. I have found that I was noticing that I don't fully trust myself, or didn't trust myself with decisions, because things didn't work out a certain way in the past and they hurt. But I'm noticing this reflection where it's okay to make decisions and things not work. It's an experience. It's a growth. It's a learning to be happy, making your choices freely and not be afraid to make those choices. It's like loving everything unconditionally. And okay, did this not work out? Okay, it didn't work out. You keep going. And I think we have this victim mentality sometimes where we go all in. We're like, I'm going to do it. It's a build of excitement. And then something happens. You're like, oh, oh man, I built myself up all that for nothing. And I think that can be a hard truth sometimes, because we want to see things through, and it's okay. I think when we do this again, when we put ourselves back in the saddle again, or we go for what we really want, you never give up on what you want, your dreams, your goals, your relationship, whatever that is, because eventually it comes true. It's that we just didn't, how do I explain this? It's like you're getting up to bat for the first time playing baseball or your sport as a kid, and you get nervous and you go and you try really hard to do that thing in sports or whatever, and you fail. And then the whole crowd goes, oh, and you're like, no, I suck. And then you're really upset with yourself, right? But you still try to kind of come back around and do a little bit better. Maybe you hit the ball. Maybe you do a bit better. And you still are hurting yourself. We're all like waiting for some big thing to pop off. And if we can just like remove that little layer of disappointment, it's instead of feeling disappointed that things didn't go your way that game or that time or that relationship, go, okay, good try, guy. Talk to yourself. This is how I talk to myself sometimes. Good job. You know, we did a good job. What are the pros and cons here? I'll have like a little meeting. Emotionally, maybe I'll cry about it. Whatever. And then I'll go come around and go, okay, we're still going to keep moving forward with our dreams and goals. But I'm going to be honest here. I just said it before. I noticed that I was not trusting my decisions. And so I'm learning to love myself more. And I kind of bring this back to you with what is it that maybe you need to let go of that you're giving yourself a hard time with when it comes to believing in your dreams and goals, desires, and not being so difficult on yourself when you get back up and do it again. What can you do to be more motivational with yourself and say, you know what, I believe in myself, I'm doing this, we're going to do it again, this is going to be better than I can imagine. What are the words or affirmations you can use? And I'm going to play a song, and we're going to take the next caller. Here we go. You got the power.
Quality I possess, so stay on fresh with my voice, so soothe the mess of the microphone that I am holding. Copywritten lyrics so they can't be stolen if they are not. Don't need the police to try to save them, your voice is sick, so peace, stay off my back, or I will attack, and you don't want that.
All right, we're going to take our next caller. We got area code 845. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, what's up, Joe? Long-time listener, first-time caller. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing fantastic, Joe. Thanks for calling in. I really appreciate it.
Wait, how'd you know it was me?
Well, I mean, 845, and I remember your number from last time.
Oh, man. Should you tell everybody we're friends?
Yeah, absolutely. So this is everyone listening. This is my buddy, Joe. I went to high school together. We are still hanging out to this day, and I'm really grateful for this guy. He's a great supporter of my life and vice versa. And so what's going on, man?
Hey, man. I know we always talk about this stuff. I wanted to, you know, call in, and I've never let anybody read my cards. You know that? Ever. In all, and I'm into this stuff, and I never felt comfortable about it. And I wanted to, you know, talk to you a little bit about, you know, what I've been going through and, you know, kind of the journey I've been on in the last, you know, year or so here, and want to see if you wanted to read my cards. Are you down?
Yeah, I've already got some cards here pulled. You want to talk about it first? I'm going to fill everyone in. Because I already know you. Fill everyone in, whatever you want to talk about, and then I'll get into it. I think I read you once a long time ago.
Maybe it was years ago. I don't recall exactly, but it had to have been a while ago because I never let anybody do it. But yeah, you know, I've been going through it. You know, the last year was just a wild year of my life. You know, fresh out of a long-term relationship, you know, with somebody I really liked, but we just couldn't get it together. No matter how many times we tried, it just didn't work. It was just this going and stopping and going and stopping and just this, it was not fun. And, you know, it eventually ended, and it ended last February. And then when that happened, it felt like a cascade of issues, just like that stopped. And then I started having, you know, some problems health-wise. And then it was this battle. I felt like, you know, just trying to get back to center. I just felt like I was getting beat up from all different angles. You know, it was like, you know, trying to get healthy, trying to feel better. And then, you know, I'd feel better and then bam, I'd hurt myself again. And then I'm back to this, you know, back to this low lifestyle. I'm so used to everything moving so quickly. You know, I'm giving it 100. I'm going really at it. I'm trying to give it everything my all. And I'm just consistently being like, it's almost like life was telling me, whoa, 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 you need to slow down right now. And I think once I recognized that the universe or whatever you want to call it, spirit or whatever it is, was trying to have me put my brakes on, once I recognized that and accepted that I couldn't be going 100 miles an hour anymore, that at this point in my life, for whatever reason, and I might not understand it, but I need to slow down. So I started to slow down. I recognized that, you know, I started listening to my body a little bit better, paying attention. You know, the days that my body hurt, I was still going to the gym. I was still doing my healthy routine, but I would, instead of giving it, you know, 100% that day, I throttle it back to 50. And, you know, that might, to me in my, you know, my past life, you know, that would have felt like I didn't give it my all, but it what was it I did what was necessary at that time in order to continue with that forward progress without hurting myself. So, you know, I put my head down, I accepted my fate, so to speak, and I worked. And I've been doing that since, and, you know, knock on everything in my house here, managing. I've been managing. Some days I feel my back pain come back, but those days that I feel it, I slow down a little bit. And the days where I feel good, I go a little bit quicker, but I still stay conscious of the pain. But, you know, ever since I recognized that, almost that calling or almost that divine aspect, and I certainly felt like it was divine. I certainly felt like there was a message that I hadn't been receiving, and I finally received it. You know, ever since then, it has been a little bit smoother. And, you know, a year passed, probably the hardest year of my life, and I'm feeling better, and things are moving in a better direction. And, you know, it's I think it really comes down to staying focused and recognizing your limitation and being honest with yourself and listening to the call.
Absolutely. That's very true. And we talk about a lot of stuff all the time. So, you know, I'm a big fan of that, even for myself and what you're saying. And I'm really proud of you because you have been doing a lot better and happier. And it wasn't easy. I understand it through myself of how I felt in a different situation. But before I get into the cards, I do want to say this. First of all, okay, I'm going to let go a little bit. What I mean by letting go, I close my eyes and just, I have cards here, but. So what my guides are talking about first for you, Joe, is they want you to kind of, if you have to write these down or find your own unique way to do this, and don't rush it. Have a certain time frame, whether it's find your time of the day, morning, midnight, lunch, whatever time works for you. Even if you have to go, you know what, this is a great time, I need to do this. They're saying implement, the easy words are affirmations, but words of encouragement and reflection. So reflecting on things that you've been doing recently or things that you are noticing for yourself, giving yourself words of encouragement, because they're saying you can, of course, have other people, or this is normal, have other people give you that encouragement. Even for myself, I say, you know what, I noticed that, why am I feeling this way? And I have to like tell myself I'm doing a good job, but they're not always that easy. But they're saying for you, Joe, to show yourself your pride, even the work you did with the camper, and you're doing this for you. They're also saying make sure you to remind yourself at times, even the hobbies and routines you do for yourself, make sure you're verbalizing that for you. You're saying, I love myself, I'm doing this for me. Because sometimes for ourselves, we need to hear that. So we're reminding that we're not doing it in hopes of something else. The other thing I'm hearing too is practice of letting go and just continuously be more free to be yourself without this weight. There's some sort of energy that it's still kind of lingering. It's going to go, but there's the words I want to use is not enough, or maybe not the timing, not enough. When you let go more and more of, let's say you want this love relationship of some sort, right? And when you actually start to embody the thought and feeling of, I'm going to have this, or I have this, and just let it go, let it come to you as it's going to come to you, and just be with yourself. Just be with you. And don't worry about, if you go out, don't have this background hope. Just kind of go out. Go do your thing. Be you. Be with you. They also say, too, pay attention to when you're getting uncomfortable or irritable. When you're irritable, that's a big direction to lean into it in a good way, because instead of trying to avoid that irritability or a feeling of uncomfort, they say lean into it, because you're going to notice the answer there. There's an answer or that not, I don't want to say wound, but there's an answer to what you need to discover for yourself, because you're going to spend more time with you and you're not going to try to avoid the feelings that come up, as the cards are talking about that coming up. So the past cards for you do bring up the Lover's card in reverse and the Star card in reverse. So what that message really bluntly is saying is the past relationship was not in alignment for you. The present cards for you are the Two of Pentacles in reverse, which is talking about sometimes the lack of decision making, or the indecision of what you want. It's like, you know what you do want, but then it's, how do I get there? What do I? And it's almost as if it's also misleading you or taking your time away from something. So don't let these moods come in and throw you off your game. But also at the same time, don't avoid the emotion as well. It comes in with the Queen of Wands. This is about the feminine energy. We all have the feminine masculine, you know that. The belief in yourself and the strength in which you are going to make the decision, because it's coming in with this doubting of making a decision or choice for yourself. It's almost as if too, where you kind of look into other things that you feel like you maybe need to change about yourself to bring in what you're wanting. And Joe, you don't really need to change anything to bring in what you want. The only thing that really needs to be looked at or emphasized is being more free to be yourself as you've experienced recently, and being happy with who you are and not needing the validation or the proof or just the flow of it. Because some reason or another, and this is normal, there's this limited belief where you feel that this is the pattern, this is the routine, this is where it's, maybe this is it, this is not. And so when you move forward, you're hit with this limited belief again, and that's not the story anymore. I want you to rewrite the story. So maybe a practice of just repeating something in your thoughts where, I am enough, I am valuable, I am loved, I am this, I am that. Repeat it, repeat it, repeat it. Because I don't want to keep seeing, or this is what you don't know, you don't want to keep seeing, and this is the future cards, the Five of Pentacles and the Four of Swords in reverse. And for that, for me, it's more or less in reverse because it's on the way or it's coming if you, how you want to go forward with it. It's not necessarily bad, but it's more or less knowing that there's times where you feel lonely or you would like more. And how can you shift from that feeling? And it's sometimes, it seems difficult, but it's really sometimes super easy. And it's for me, the easy part is when the awareness clicks in correctly and it's like, this is what's really holding me back. And I believe for you, Joe, and I feel this, is that when you realize that there's been this like veil over you of you can't be happy because it's these things that are not lining up the way you want them to, when you kind of like in a healthy way don't care, you realize how really valuable you really are as a friend, individual, lover, family member. When you realize that these false limitations that you've been holding on, just you let them go, and you, this is what I'm really seeing out of this, is that you rise above it like the phoenix rising. That's what's kind of coming out with this message here. I want to pull a couple more cards to wrap it up, but let's see. Nine of Swords, Two of Wands, feeling trapped from your past, the Hermit, you got to let the past go, more and more and more, which you're doing already, Five of Cups. So this is really talking about you got to find the pattern that's coming up that's making you go back to the past. So Queen of Swords and the Five of Wands. It's like you're fighting yourself. Okay. Nine of Swords. I want you to stop thinking about what went wrong or what didn't work out. And I want you to start thinking about it in a positive way of how this worked out. Because what if it's better than when, what is it that's positive that it didn't work out for a good reason? Because what's happening here, they're saying, is that you're looking for the clarity to go, what went wrong so I can fix it, or I can also move forward correctly and I don't have to do this again. And really what the answer is what went right? And what, honestly, this is a great message, because what they're also saying, Joe, is there is nothing wrong with you. And they want you to understand that you have nothing to keep looking at that's wrong with you. It's more or less that you are enough, that you aren't a problem, that you aren't all these things that you have held in for so long. And when you free yourself of this is when you're going to stop fighting over it and repeating it. Does that make sense?
It does. It does. And I can say that a lot of the stuff you just said there are things that I've been, you know, trying internally to work on, you know, and recognizing are like, you know, the affirmations, right? Like, that's kind of one of the things that, you know, resonated with me was like this idea of the affirmations. Like, I do it, but I certainly, I do it like, in the evenings. But I think doing them in the morning is probably going to be a little bit, maybe I'll have like my morning and my evening affirmations, you know, because my evening affirmations are a little different. You know, when I just say what I was thankful for in the day, you know, when every night when I go to sleep, you know, I say that, you know, today I was very lucky because I got to go to work and I get to have a good job. And I'm very lucky because I got to eat some really good food and I got to, you know, have a good workout today. And like, those are just my random things that I say thank you for. But in the mornings, I'm not giving myself those positive affirmations. And another thing that you said that kind of resonated with me was unapologetically being myself.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that, you know, historically, like, you know, you know me well, and you know, you pretty much know all my girlfriends too.
It goes both ways, man. You know my life too. Yeah.
You have a unique perspective in this, but, you know, I think that, you know, in the past, people that I had been with had definitely, tried to like dim my light a little bit, you know, and try to, you know, I'm a little loud. I'm a little eccentric. I'm a little bit wild, you know, and like, you know, I guess the right person, you know, would probably be, you know, not only like be okay with that, but probably also like kind of celebrate it. And that'd probably be their favorite thing about me, you know, instead of like, you know, them seeing that and kind of being like, oh, you know, like, oh my God, he's acting like this. Oh my God, he said this, or like, you know, make it like this negative thing. So, you know, I think unapologetically being myself. And another, the final thing that kind of, that you said that also kind of resonated with me was, you know, the letting go. And that is something I've definitely been working on. And, you know, you and I talked about this little ceremony that I held this week, you know, because of the equinox, the vernal equinox, and like, you know, having the fire and like, you know, setting things that I felt were kind of tied to me energetically, and, you know, throwing those things physically into the fire and kind of watching them go, and the rebirth, you know, right? Like, it is literally the new year. I mean, you know, for thousands of years, this week was the new year. And, you know, up until like, you know, the last couple hundred years, you know, January became the new year, but this is the new year. And I recognized that I wasn't happy with the way my, you know, how the January new year went. And that's why I emphasized so heavy on this week, was because I wanted this to be my new year. I wanted it's energetically the new year. It's naturally in nature, you know, it's the end of the death season, and it's the rebirth, the coming out of the ground, the blooming, it's the sun coming out, and it's, you know, all these really beautiful things. So I'm getting really emotional saying this, but yeah, a lot of the things you said really, really lined up with how I'm feeling right now. So it's like really sending it home. So lets me know.
That's good.
I'm making the right moves right now.
Something that someone told me not too long ago that I want to share with you. I don't know. I forgot. I never told this yet. Well, I guess it's time now. I was talking with someone, I want to say at least a month ago, and it was another spiritual lady. Someone had invited me to listen to their radio show. She was really good. And something that she brought up that really made me, it really hit home in my emotional space was, she said, listen, I want to remind you that it's you're safe to be yourself. And I was like, oh, and she was like, I don't know what happened in your past, but there's something with you not feeling kind of safe to be who you are, and you reserved who you are to please other people or to keep yourself in a place where no one gave you a hard time because they didn't like who you were, what you were doing, and they wanted you to be a certain way. So I kind of want to pass that torch to you and say, it's safe to be yourself, and remind you too that you are an awesome individual, and also you're doing really good for yourself. And that I think we as human beings sometimes want to think about what's wrong, what do we need to heal and do and fix to bring in this enjoyment that we seek or this happiness. And you're doing it. You're loving yourself. You're learning to be a positive person. We're all learning to be better each day, even myself. But I wanted to share that with you. You are safe to be you.
Well, I appreciate the message, and I appreciate you. And, I think what you're doing here is a really awesome thing. And that's why I listen every week that I can, listening. And, it's because I think what you're doing for people is, what they would say is like God's work. It's just, you're helping a lot of people out there. And, I think that I speak for a lot of the people who call you and, say that, thank you for doing what you do, Joe, and thank you for being you. And
thank you, man.
You're unapologetically yourself. You're unapologetically yourself. So I got to take a little page out of your book and kind of, emulate that a little bit. And, one thing I would just say to any of the people listening out there is like, it's never too late, right? It's never too late to make the change that you want to see in yourself. It's never too late. I mean, by the time if it is really too late, you're not even going to be conscious of it. So just, it's never too late, make it happen, do the thing that you've been putting off, go outside and take the little steps, the actionable steps, actionable steps, meaning like the little tiny thing, like, you're not going to go run a marathon tomorrow, but you can go take a walk around the block. And that's a step. That's an actionable step. That's something that's very attainable and doable. So set yourself attainable, doable steps in your progress and in your vision and in your goals, and you will attain them and write them down. Write your goals down, write the things that you need to do down, and then as you get them done, mark them off your list. I have a whiteboard. It's kind of like my vision board. You just mark them off. You got a goal, mark it off after it's done. If you have a goal that's big, write down your actionable steps that it'll take to get you to that little spot. Today I did this part, but this little step is going to get me eventually to here, and just write it down and mark them off. But thank you for letting me talk.
You're welcome. I heard that earlier today. I think his name is Dwayne Dry. I forget his name. Hold on a second. But he was saying that if your goal's too big, don't focus on the big part. Focus on the small parts, because you're going to be overwhelmed by the action steps. It's going to overwhelm us. But yeah, I love that. Thanks for sharing that. I appreciate it.
Of course, dude. All right, man. We'll talk soon. Have a good night, and thank you again.
You're very welcome. Thanks for calling in. All right, I'm going to play another song. We'll take the next caller.
What you want, but not what you need. When you feel so tired but you can't sleep, stuck in reverse, and the tears come streaming down your face. When you lose something you can't replace, when you love someone but it goes to waste, could it be worse? Lights will guide you home and ignite you home. To let it go, but if you never try, you'll never know just what you were. Life's will guide you home and ignite your bones, and I will try to fix you.
So, while I was playing this song, I kind of like reflected real quick before I take the next caller. I just want to take a minute and share this. So we all kind of go through, well, first of all, love is a powerful, our emotions and love in general for people, friends, family, our loved ones, are very powerful. And I think what really woke me up to, honestly, I'm coming back to this understanding. having a lot of love for people that can leave in our life. We can go through different types of grief. And for me, you know, I was used to the whole, you know, family members getting older and they pass away. And going through what I went through, and I'm not comparing anyone's life or journey. I'm just sharing this expression or thought with you. But I had lost two people to unliving themselves, you know. And it really affected me at some level of emotions. And it's not the same when you have someone that's older. They're young. And love is such a powerful thing. It makes you realize, why am I really here? We go through all these life things where work and paying bills, and you kind of realize, like, what's really important? And I'm coming back to this realization a lot more recently because I'm coming back to myself and loving myself a lot more and understanding that, of course, I want to be more successful. Of course, I want to have a marriage and kids or a good relationship or, you know, talk to myself about, even if that doesn't work, I'm okay with having some sort of, you know, we talk about all these things we want, and it's not that we can't have them. All I'm saying is I'm coming to more realizations of loving myself, right, for who I am and where I'm at in life and not what I need or prove to anyone. But again, what's really important, and I think a lot of the success comes in more so when you realize how our love and energy, when we put our passion into something, we create a bigger connection to people. When you're really passionate about something, you can create something new for other people. It could be food. It could be a vision you had because you love something so much, you decided to see something differently, and it could be art, it could be, and for me, I connect with people emotionally, just understanding. And I just want to say this too, I'm not perfect. I say that very proudful. I'm not perfect. I've made mistakes. I've said things to people. I've made mistakes. And my point of this is that as much as certain individuals I've held tight in my emotions where I was holding resentment or anger, it was really at times too where I wasn't aware of my own insecurities. I wasn't aware of my own self. And you realize that I wasn't the best then, but I didn't know what I know now. And I think it's kind of a weird situation because we learn through our experiences. And so I forgive myself for what I've done before. I forgive myself for what I didn't know and I know now. And sure, we wish scenarios were different. But all I'm saying is whoever you are as well, whether you're listening now or you're listening recording or whomever you share this with, or you're an awesome individual and you deserve love and happiness and to be proud of yourself. And when you can rise above these things, I think it's quick. I was the type of person that wanted to be confident and I'm going to do this and I'm going to get it. And I proved to myself that despite the sadness and emotions that I had deep down inside, I was hiding. I was going to be happy, and it's still very, very much so happening. It's just more or less the time I didn't realize how in lack of love I was for myself and how I was still wounded from grief that I didn't heal and how I just wanted to give as much love I could to others, and I felt resented inside and I felt judged and hurt, and I didn't do the best I could at times with others. And this is important for everyone to forgive themselves or to love themselves and see this reflection, because it's going to help us move forward. And you also will be able to emotionally have the capacity to connect with other people in ways that you haven't. When you really go deep within this uncomfortability sometimes, and maybe you cry a little bit, maybe you let go and you realize that you're not perfect and you're not this person that you need to hold this like resent this tight grip on, and fear of making choices. And when you can be yourself without feeling judged or held back, and you realize I'm going to be me and I don't care who else is going to judge me, because a lot of people judge the person who's being free to be themselves because they're not free to be themselves. And the more and more you let go of what others are expecting of you or what you are afraid of, you become fully present and you're able to shine your light and say, this is me. I don't care if you like me or not. And emotionally, what I'm saying is the sadness and the grief or what I've went through and meeting myself emotionally reminds me of how I can meet other people. They might come off a certain way. They might be a certain way. There's times and places for things, but I understand what's important. The reason why I started my journey on what I do on social media is because I personally was seeking relativity and someone else being able to help me feel validated in the sense of my journey. My spiritual journey was very crazy. I felt insecure with what was happening. I was looking for answers, and I think the universe makes us be alone for a while going through that and then shows us that we're not alone. It's a very big topic. We're not alone. But being of service has been my passion. And I also find that loving myself and my journey has been my passion, not just for myself, but to share with people. My fascination with my self-discoveries and my excitement within my own, it really shocked me, like how fun this could be, really, like, whoa, my inner being, all this stuff, like when it clicks, it's like, I want to share this with the world. And it's a form of love for me. And I was judged for it. I was judged in ways of, I wanted attention or was this or that. And don't get me wrong. At one point I did like the attention and my ego is still in the way and I had to learn more, but these are the lessons that I was given to be better at. And I can't hold on to the judgment of the past. So I want to take the next caller. We got area code 504. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm being from Louisiana.
What's your name? I heard Indiana.
Oh, Debbie.
Debbie from Indiana. How's it going, Debbie?
It's actually Louisiana, but
Louisiana, Indiana.
It's cool. It's Indiana.
Yeah.
I'm having a kind of a rough day.
Okay.
I am taking care of my mom, and she is kind of difficult, or she directs it all at me, kind of shut down.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, no, I'm listening. If you don't mind, let's talk about it a little bit. I actually love this. Sometimes this is more life coaching for me and whatnot. So she directs she directs things at you and you shut down. So
mm-hmm.
she's not happy with herself. She's not,
mm-hmm.
and she's taking it out on you. So it sounds like that in order for her to feel good about herself, she has to put someone else down.
But why just me?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm the only
person talking, I was talking about being in our power recently, and I feel that I'm going to ask you some questions here, but sometimes with family and circumstances, our past, childhood stuff, so there's something that the universe is trying to help you release here. There's something about your mom affecting you still emotionally. How long has this been happening?
Well, she's 79 right now, so I tell myself she has dementia, and that is easy for me.
Mm.
But when I think back, she couldn't have had dementia for 40 years. But I think it was she had a kind of a bad marriage. I'm not really maybe she has PTSD from that, and she is very mysterious and she likes all that. And but now that she's old, I just feel it's my duty to take care of her, though it is pulling me down.
Okay, let's talk about that. And I'm really proud of you, for because I can hear it in your voice, and it's totally okay. What about this is pulling you down? How is it affecting you?
Well, the reason I say dementia, which I'm not really sure she has it, it could be like schizophrenia or something, is, you know, you can get called names and stuff. And it's not the fact, I know that she's got issues and all this stuff, mm-hmm. but it's the frequency of the put downs, I think. It's mm-hmm. like the opposite of a Louise Hay. If you hear good things, you know, eventually it gets in there. But if you hear bad things, they get in too, even if you're conscious and awake.
Mm. Have you, no, I understand what you're saying, but there's, for some reason, you're still, so this happened to me recently in different ways. And until I did something to feel, I guess the words is empowered in myself to boundaries, you know, boundaries and comfortability. And I know that she's older.
Yeah.
There's something that you're still allowing emotionally to, it's like from your reality and from your reality, it's coming in your body. Your body is,
it is
fully taking it in. So it's like something mentally has to, mentally and emotionally, we have to find why you're allowing her, even though, you know, she's okay, she's older, or this or that. It sounds like it's still trying to, you're justifying why you can be okay with it, but you're not okay with it. We're working the energy out right now. So, and it's bringing you down. I also, my guides are saying that you're doing this work and this love, and you feel like you're being put down. It's ungrateful. Like you're not being appreciated, is what they said too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Okay. How much are you putting in? Do you have to do all this? What is it that you feel like mm-hmm. your duty is? What if you didn't help out? What's the circumstances?
She's a vengeful person, but actually I didn't do it tonight. I didn't. And I said, you know, you're talking to me really ugly. You can give me a list and I'll go buy all your stuff, but I can't let you get in the mm-hmm. car with me, because the car mm-hmm. for some reason is the most easiest for people to get into my energy. I discovered that with like driving different people mm-hmm. places. I said, you know, for some reason the car is like you're stepping into my body. I don't know how to describe it.
You're
so
in
I
your
put
vessel.
A, I put a
yeah.
limit.
You're so you're
it's, and,
you're an empath. You're very in tune
yeah.
to some levels, and you're learning more about this. I also wanted to ask you: do you feel like you're obligated to help her?
Yes, because
and
she has nowhere else to go.
Okay.
She's so mean. Nobody's going to want to deal with it. It's a bad situation. My sister had her for a while. She just, you know, she destroyed her house and then ended up trying to sue her. But, you know, she represented herself. So it didn't go anywhere. So I'm the other daughter. And even my sister said, I'll take her back. And I was like, oh, my God, you can't. It's too much, you know.
Sometimes there's different angles. Sorry, hold on. There's different angles to look at this, right? And right now I'm just energetically kind of like digesting the situation, the scenario. I'm feeling it out. I think what I feel and what I think is going to help is, number one, I think you're going to have, going to have to sit and ask yourself and reflect why she's bothering you. Why is this going to bother you emotionally? Because there's something that I think it's also because it's your mom, right? So mm-hmm. it's still a relative emotional connection. But by you maybe also reflecting and referencing kind of to yourself about how, look, she's at this place in her life right now. This is how old she is. This is the scenario. Why is this bothering you? Can I ask you, I'm going to ask you another question. Emotionally, how do I, because I just felt it. And I, what is your circumstances with love and relationship or your life with other people? What's, are you, what's up with that?
I'm in a relationship and he has been good. I mean, he's actually supporting me while I'm not working.
Okay. All right.
Well, my mother does chip in for rent too. So, but I really think she wants to do it so she can't, she could sue me if I try to throw her out. I mean, she's kind of like a shifty in that way, you know, like she's always got game.
Yeah.
But I've seen all the games, so I'm always one step ahead.
right now, so what I'm doing what I would do in almost like a private session. So I'm navigating some places here. What are you doing for yourself to balance out things? Because what I'm also referencing is that when I'm not balanced and I don't do little things, it could be simple stuff. I'm not loving myself, and so then I'm vulnerable to burnout and all that stuff. So what are you doing to balance yourself or love yourself?
Not much, to be honest. I mean, I took a walk in the park. I'm afraid to leave her for too long. I don't, and I don't know if I'm wrong about that because my neighbor said that she shouldn't be left alone. And so I have been, you know, just kind of like I'll go out an hour here or there. But it's mental. It's not like she can't walk or anything, you know? I think she's so stubborn. She's just so stubborn. But no, I've been wanting to pick up a paintbrush. A friend offered me a job, but I don't want to go because I'm afraid of what she'll do.
Okay.
I know it sounds like I'm held captive, and I kind of wanted somebody to say what I'm doing wrong. Like, am I wrong?
See, look, and that's, I'm glad you said that. So no,
thank you.
You're not wrong. And I'm glad you asked. I mean, you said something that I love this because you did what I would do when I call a friend sometimes. So I love talking or venting in a way because sometimes I need to hear something that comes out. Or my friend will go, hey, you know, you said this and point it out, but you're doing a great job. You're doing a good job. You're not doing anything wrong.
Thank you.
I think you're afraid of failing. You're afraid of your mom, not something happening. So what I think is going to happen, what I feel is going to happen, I don't know why I'm saying think. The more you're around your mom, you're going to figure out a routine, right? You're going to figure out what's okay, what's not okay. You're not doing anything wrong, but we do got to figure out eventually, and maybe next time this happens, in the moment, I like to tap my chest because it addresses my inner being, my vessel, my soul. I say, you know, what is it I need to know about this that's bothering me? What is it? Why am I allowing this? And then eventually something might pop up, and it's why do I feel like I need to explain this? Or why do I feel like I, cause you know, you also know already that she's in her older age. She does some wild stuff, you know, the games. But also it still bothers you that she says some stuff. And my grandmother, she's
so horrible.
Sorry to hear that.
I couldn't even tell you what it is on the air.
Oh no. Wow. She builds them up.
yeah.
But remember the two. It's not always, I'm almost 100% sure she's not saying it, meaning that it's true towards you, that you are this horrible person, it's also her not knowing and not wanting to feel that she's weaker or can't do things on her own. And so she's also trying to protect herself or feel good about herself. And just kind of remember, too, that it's not really – sometimes hurt people. And it's really nothing to do with you. It's about her not being happy with who she is and what she's, she doesn't want you to help sometimes, or what they said, and all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. So almost in a way, accept her for who she is, but don't take it personal. And you are doing a good mm-hmm. job, and you are doing, you know, you're obligated and you're giving love and care. And you might not hear all the time from her that, thank you, I love you. She's probably not in that place. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure what to expect from that or from her. Just do your best. And you have other options, I'm sure. Maybe you can, there's the homes and stuff, but I'm not sure how that all works. And I'm sure it's easier said than done. But all I'm saying is, even for me, and this is hypothetically just a different perspective, not the same thing, but for me at my job, right, someone might, and this is true, they'll be like, I need you to go over here, and I need you to do this, and I'll go, okay, no problem, I'll do it. And then all of a sudden I go and I'm doing it, I'm like, why am I upset? What's bothering me right now? And then I'm realizing, oh, I want some positive reinforcement, like, hey, you're doing a great job, by the way, I need you to do this. Hmm. And that's what happens to me too. And I need to tell myself that I'm doing a good job as much as I want someone else to tell me. And I want you to also remind yourself to do that too. I think knowing that she's in her older age, maybe she's not 100% there. Maybe she has mild dementia or whatever it is, and kind of accept without needing the labels, accept that. Just go, you know what? I'm going to tell you right now, you're not doing anything wrong. And you know this. And you're doing a great job.
No, I really didn't. No, I really didn't. I don't have outside support from anybody, mm-hmm. you know, except put her in a home, mm-hmm. which I know she'll escape. So she will. And
well,
she'll
the home then.
being a spiritual person, you know, you just mm-hmm. wonder if you're doing everything right, you know?
You are, but... Make sure you're doing stuff for you, too. And I know that's easier said than done. Figure out a schedule. You're going to have to eventually figure out, you know, the safety with your mom and how much she can do or can do. And then you're going to be able to know where you can maneuver your days around the different things and kind of let it go. But I'm also hearing to let your mind rest, too. You can't be there 24/7 to make sure she didn't get out of bed type of thing. You're going to go with the flow with it and figure it out as you go. What else was I thinking? My grandmother had dementia, and maybe it was a different level of it. I don't know. But she said some wild stuff, and she argued and called my mom and made up some story about my uncle. And it was bad at times, but you know, I think they found a routine where they made sure she took her medications. They made sure that she was eating, but you're going to find out how to maneuver with her and around, but you're doing a great job. Just make sure you're balancing yourself. I'll pull some cards for you too before we wrap it up. But
thank you.
How do you feel about that? I like to ask.
You gave me a different perspective about the positive reinforcement. I mean, I feel like I have an aha moment because if I try to reach out to my sister, she does not give me that. She puts it all back on me. Like, you know, like just let her be, you know, I'm not going to, sometimes if things go beyond a level I can't handle, I have to step in but it takes a lot for me to get there, like rotten food in the fridge, or she's dirty, or today she threw something at her TV, she was mad and broke her TV, and I wanted to do this, and I knew it was going to be hard, but I feel like failing in the middle of it, you know, and that's not, it doesn't feel like I'm committed to it.
So
and I stopped my life for
this. That's a different thing too. You stopped your life. Well, you chose to put yourself in this direction to help. You know, think about it later on. I know that you want to do this now and be there for your mom, but maybe there's an opportunity to put her in a home. I don't know. But for now, I also wanted to remind you, too, this is like a new job, right? When you're starting a new job, you have no experience. It's kind of like you're – maybe you have to – YouTube these days. Maybe you – how to take care of my wild mom in her 70s, you know. But you're taking on a new role. You literally, this is work now. So you're learning as you're going. You're not failing. And I really highly suggest positive reflection and reinforcement that you're doing the best you can right now. And you are learning as you go. And because sometimes we do the victim mentality, and I do this too, and I have to catch myself, and it's hard. But you're like, this is wrong, that's wrong, this is what she did, and that's what she did. And then really all we want to hear is someone say, you're doing a great job. And sometimes we don't get that because sometimes people don't realize that we're just needing positive reinforcement. And they're like, well, you can maybe do this and do that. And all we need is positivity. Your past cards are the Four of Pentacles. So there was something financially that was stable or good for you. The present card is the Nine of Cups. So there is fulfillment. Well, it was in reverse, but it was the lack of fulfillment. Let me see here. The Page of Swords. But there's a confusion here of like where's this leading you. I'm going to be honest. I'm not sure if you're going to want to do this full time as a job. So I see maybe you can also think of, because you don't know how she's going to work with other people, maybe like a nurse aide or assistant, something like that. Look into these different options. And then the future card is the Queen of Cups. So this is talking about something that you're going to be focusing a new goal on. So there's going to be something changing when it comes to your decision moving forward. I do want to add this too. Even if you choose tomorrow, 3 weeks from now, a month from now, that you don't want to continue doing this for your mom, you didn't fail. You're not failing now. You're doing the best you can right now. You're also learning as you're going. So also being kinder to yourself. And remember that your mom might say some mean stuff to you, but don't take it personal. Just kind of remember where she's at in her life right now, and her kind of laugh at it. Laugh at it in your own way, because you're taking it to heart and you deserve compliments and you deserve to hear that you're a wonderful person and daughter and thank you. And, but don't take it to heart when she's not doing that. Cause what it sounds like too, if she's throwing stuff and breaking stuff, she's got anger issues.
She does. She does. And when the name she called me today is something she used to call me when she was like, I was like 13, 14, 15.
Let's kind of, if you don't mind, you don't have to talk about it, the word, but when you were 13, 14, 15, she wished she was your age, or it's like she,
possibly because she would try to hang out with my friends. Yeah.
She wanted to be your age, but instead she like was a little manipulative and down talked you instead of, Like she's better than you in a way. What I was also hearing is that she wasn't happy with her choices or something, her past choices with herself, and that there was burdens and regret. So this is where all the anger is. The lack of love that she was given. And so she's like, it's almost like the wrong love that she's giving you, right? So it's like this is how someone was shown her love, and so this is how she's giving love, and it's not the love that we're supposed to receive.
Tough love.
tough love, yeah. But you're doing a great job. And you know what? I do want to say this too. You are intuitive, but I'm being told to remind you that the less complicated you make things and the more in tune that you feel with your emotions. So when it comes to your feeling, I hope you're feeling better, right?
I am. Yeah, okay. I am. just to talk to somebody that doesn't say you should do this, you should, I mean, well, actually I did want to hear what you would say, but, cause I called you, you know, a while ago and you had said some stuff that was a little, it was weird. You told me something to do at work and I didn't relate to it at all. And I totally related to it later.
That's okay.
So you say things and it makes me think. You told me just to, when I was working the last job, you told me just to go in, do my job and leave. And, people would get really jealous. And I do think with my intuition, I knew like I was in sales, like what customers to get and what, which had money and what they want. I could tell you what they were going to buy before they bought it. And people got really jealous. Well, somebody kind of asked me a question and it was kind of a setup and then it went to, you know, management and it was stupid, but you told me to keep my mouth shut and I didn't. Well, I did. I listened to you, but it was so minor and so twisted by the time. And so, no, you really give good advice, something I'm not looking at, you know? And,
you taught me something too. I mean, so you didn't get it at the time. And then, so I'm learning to also maybe observe it and think, express it differently. But I'm just curious. So what happened? I went to management. They asked you a question.
Well, like there was a guy and this girl liked him, but he had dated a guy friend of mine and a girl friend of mine from a previous job. He was a really arrogant guy, but I got along with him okay. I think he got on drugs and some other stuff and find out she was into it. And she was asking me questions like, do you think he would like me? Do you do it? Oh yeah. He liked a friend of mine, looked like you and this other guy. And you know, he's very open-minded, da, da, da. Which I shouldn't have said, but he was out and I didn't think it was a big deal cause he was out to me. He was out to everybody at our old job. Mm-hmm. And, then I told him he was angry and he said, oh, you're just saying I'm angry because I'm black. And I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, no.
I'm not. So it was like all this setup. And you said to keep your mouth shut, but I would have – it's not my personality to be a robot, right?
Yeah.
I mean, what she said was innocuous, like, oh, I like him, and da-da-da. I'm like, oh, yeah, blah, 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 you know. I'm sure he would like you. And he seemed to – it was just a weird situation. And
yeah,
I could have never thought. Yeah, another girl had told me at a fair, she said, there's seven people trying to get you kicked out of a store. And I was like, whatever. Same thing I did with you. Whatever. But they were literally plotting, you know.
Mm.
So, but yours was just keep your mouth shut. Well,
yeah,
like literally keep your mouth shut. You said it very nicely, too.
It sounded like they wanted – I don't know if you were like the top salesperson or something like
I
that.
Was.
They wanted, yeah. So they wanted to get you out so they could be the top and get more. Like it was just competition. Yeah, it's unfortunate, but you're okay. Things worked
out.
But
I can't win against that kind of agenda. Like I can't. I said stop. Don't be angry. That means and that turns into a racial thing. I have all kind of friends, everybody, you know, I'm so not that person. I'm so not that person.
I mean, you can tell how that just went from left to right real quick. It had nothing really to do with anything. And that's unfortunate. Don't let that bother you.
Yeah, but you said that and I was like, but looking back on what you and this other girl said, I was like, wow, I didn't believe that this many people were after me or that they could win if I was just a good person or because that's what happened in my last job, but he was from the last job, but he had left before it got bad. And then I was like, well, I guess I'm not supposed to do that anymore if I have to work in these kind of environments.
No, I think it's that you're doing really good intuitively with how you're doing your work. And then if you don't focus on the competition, you don't know it's there and you just do you and you don't get involved with, because I guess in that environment too, you can't really trust anyone. They're out to utilize. So if you can separate the two and just go, I'm going to enjoy my work, do my thing, make some money, and then leave, and then don't get involved with people. But maybe you can also do your own thing. But going back to what we were talking about, make sure that you're finding balance or doing little things to bring you happiness.
Okay.
So you refill your cup and learn how to manage your mom and how that can help you with the scheduling and what works, what doesn't. And try not to fear failure or worries. I know it's easier said than done, but you're learning. You're learning how to do what you're doing right now. I honestly don't see you, and I, again, this is not failing. It's just that it's kind of like, okay, you know what? I mean well and I love her, but doing my best. I can't do this. I don't want to do it. I don't see you taking it on full time. I see you either getting assistance for her or something's going to come in where you're going to, I don't know if it's a home or whatever, but there's going to be some sort of balance for you. I don't see you doing this full time. I also see that you want to,
awesome.
You kind of miss working, doing other things.
I do.
So yeah, I see you doing the work and doing your thing, but just make sure that you, despite me telling you or your relationship, your partner, giving you positivity, make sure that you are also, I want to say, fully receiving that love, meaning really believe in that too, because you are. You are doing a great job. You are a great person. Really believe in these things, because what they're saying is sometimes you have a hard time with accepting the compliment or accepting the truth of the positive, because you almost are inclined to take on more negative words, take it as truth, and that's not good. So if I were to say, you're this, you're that, you're this, and a part of you is almost like, you know what, I'm so used to hearing this that I feel that it's true, and it's not. So practice the positive and giving positive, and when your mom does trigger you again, I want you to really ask yourself in that moment or in the 5 minutes of that moment when you can, maybe tap your chest or ask yourself, why am I letting this bother me so much? Because what I'm hearing is that someone or maybe her or someone in your past has said enough significant things that it bothered you and hurts you. It could be your past relationship with someone. It could be, but it triggers you for some reason, and there's a healing part of that. Maybe you want your mother's love, and that's normal. And you said to her that, you said some mean stuff, and I'm leaving. But ask yourself, you know, what is it I need to learn about this? What is it I really need to learn to let go of? Why am I letting this bother me so much? And also remember, kind of reinforce it with, she's 79, she's older, she has anger issues, she's not happy with herself, it has nothing to do with me. Because you're going to realize in a moment or within that moment, you know what, yeah, why am I really letting her bother me so much? It has nothing to do with me. She's mad that about this or mad about that. You can't always also, you can't please everyone, and you can't make everyone happy.
When you brought up work too, I always thought that because of the way she treated me when I was young is the way why I always attracted those people at work and everywhere, like anything I would do, I always attracted that critical person to me, the jealous person, the critical person that would stop at freaking nothing. I'm telling you, I've had my car scratched up, my tires, the air out at the not the last job, but the job before. And it wasn't just sales, because I worked on a television show, and it was like that too. With one woman, it was like that.
People are very spiteful. People are spiteful. They really want to take people out. They want to really sabotage. That's crazy, man.
I was like, God, what am I not getting correct? Something that I could figure out or heal or do, and it's.
What I heard is seeing how valuable you really are. Because if people really want to do all this to you and make you try to push you out and affect you emotionally, can you imagine? And I can, where you can be at an emotional, powerful stability where you're not affected by these things and it doesn't bother you anymore, because that's a very powerful move where no one can really get to you because you realize who you are. And that's very, very possible and realistic. It can happen tomorrow. It can happen in a week, where you are comfortable and confident and you realize that no one can stop you. And if that's what really the universe has been showing you, that means that you're capable of some bigger stuff in the career industry or financial or whatever it is that you want to do. But it's also reminding you not to limit yourself because of people. If you let people bother you all the time, you're never going to really thrive. You're going to limit your light. When you shine your light, you're not afraid to shine it. And then people realize they can't fuck with you anymore. But it's not that you're weak. It's just that honestly, you're very valuable and strong. So utilize it, flip the table on life and reflect on all these things and go, why am I letting these things bother me? Why did I attract that? Why did I, but this is great stuff. I love talking about this and I hope that it helped.
Oh my gosh. Yes, it did. I'm so glad I got in tonight. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Libra moon.
Yeah. We're coming up on this Libra moon. I just realized that. So I realize it's important to get this lesson and I'm trying to get it.
There's other ways to go around getting it too, where instead of pressuring yourself to get it, just kind of go with the flow. And here, I'll give you a little quick story. For a long time, there's a chunk of time where I really just wanted clarity. It was like, I would do anything to get it because I was determined and I didn't want to stay disappointed or depressed. And there was a lot of other stuff that I needed to learn and get and figure out. But actually, a lot of time went by and I didn't plan on doing what I'm doing now, but I'm grateful. And I had to get another job. I had to do other stuff and I'm doing it. I'm happy. But quite honestly, as I forgot about striving for the answers and needing it now. And one day I was just in my kitchen and doing my thing. And all of a sudden it just clicked. I went, oh my God, I was lacking passion. So I was trying to make things really work out for me, but I didn't have the passion. It's like not having the love juice to make everything kind of flow properly. And it didn't come till later on when I wasn't looking for it. So love yourself, be happy, find the balance, let go of what's not working for you mentally, focus on being positive and it'll come.
Okay.
Validation, kind of write it down or ask yourself, you know, what is it about validation? What is it about your mother triggering you? What is it about? And you'll see that it will connect. It's just love, right? It's energy, it's words, it's kindness. It's so things are connected
peace.
To things and peace. Yeah, that's another one.
That's what I'm looking for, peace.
Peace. And peace is kind of when you let go of something that bothers you and you really don't need to hold on to it anymore. But it's also healing, I guess. Peace is when you find that puzzle piece or understanding of enlightenment where, oh, this doesn't bother me anymore. You don't need to prove yourself to anyone, is what I also heard. You're not here to prove anyone anything. You're doing your best you can to help your mom. You don't need validation from anyone. You can validate yourself that you're doing a great job and you're doing the right thing. You're not failing. Does this resonate?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, it's a different perspective. I do appreciate it. You're a good life coach.
You're very welcome.
A new thing.
Thank you. Now let yourself rest and relax tonight. Go enjoy yourself.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in. I hope to hear from you soon.
Oh, yeah, I will. Bye.
Bye. All right, guys. Well, I want to give you some information. I am doing donation-based private sessions. So if you would like a reading or life coaching as you just kind of briefly experienced or witnessed, which was awesome, You can contact me on my Facebook page, which is in the episode description, or you can also call or text my business number, which is 845-202-2093. Give it one more time. Hold on. I'm going to give a pause. 845-202-2093. I got to come up with a jingle. Facebook. The link's on the page below as well. My information's there. Website, Facebook. I am going on a cruise in December. We're going to the Mayan ruins. You're welcome to join. The link is in the description episode as well. I will be in California April 27th in Redlands. And that is at, I got to find the picture here. It's at the Metaphysical Fair and Shopping Bazaar, 602 North Church Street, Redlands, California. That starts at, what time does it start at? It's a great question. 11:30 in the morning to 4 p.m. I'll be there. You come hang out with me. We'll talk. We'll do some stuff. Other than that, I do have a request for a song from my buddy Joe, and we're going to wrap this up. I hope everyone has a great night, and it was great talking and hanging out. Oh, that's not the song I'm going to play. Here it goes.
Yes, I remember it all. Swear the hype is too tall. Yeah. So like September, I fall down below. Now know that the medicine be on call. Yeah. Yeah. Feeling like you hot enough to melt. Yeah. Can't trust no one. Can't even trust yourself. Yeah. Love you. I don't love nobody else. Yeah. Tell them they can take that bullshit elsewhere. Self care. I'm treating me right. Yeah. Hell yeah. Gonna be alright.
Gonna be alright. I switched the time zones.
What do I know? Spending nights hitchhiking. Where will I go? I can fly home with my eyes closed. But if you run the hard to see, it's no surprise though. You will find me. I ain't lying. I don't know my feet would not be guided. I just started. Yeah, I've been reading them signs. I've been losing my mind. Yeah. Get the fuck out the way. Must be this how to play. It must be nice up above the lights and with a lovely life that I made. Yeah, I know that feeling like it's in my family's tree. Yeah, never say to draw me crazy. I've been speeding. Somebody save me from myself. Yeah, tell them they can take that bullshit elsewhere. Self care. We gonna be good. Hell yeah.
I switched the time zones. Yeah. What do I know? Spending nights hitchhiking. Where will I go? I can fly home with my eyes closed. But if you run the hard to see, it's no surprise though. You will find me. I ain't lying. I don't move my feet when I be gliding. I just slide and then I'm rolling.
I didn't know what I was missing. Now I see a little different. I was thinking too much. Got stuck in Oblivion, yeah, yeah. Oblivion, yeah, yeah. Oblivion, yeah. I got all the time in the world, so for now I'm just chilling. Plus I know it's a beautiful feeling. In Oblivion, yeah, yeah. Oblivion, yeah, yeah. Oblivion, yeah, yeah. Yeah, okay, I ride around my city when I come home, yeah. The sunset quickly, then get up slow. I just connect and upload. Watch it spin around. We just spin it round. It's gonna travel through the unknown. We play it cool, we know we fucked up. We keep on saying you're in love, so tell me, are you really down? Are you really down? Yeah. Let's go back to my crib and play some 45s. Second, yeah, I know that's down the water. We spend our nights all liquored up on borders. Can you feel it now? Oblivion, yeah, yeah. Oblivion, yeah, 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 yeah. Oblivion, yeah, yeah. I got all the time in the world. So now I'm just chilling, cause I know it's a beautiful feeling. In Oblivion, yeah, yeah. Oblivion, yeah, yeah. Oblivion, yeah, yeah.